more than 225,000 Michigan residents convicted of low-level marijuana crimes may soon be eligible to have their records cleared. The problem is that state lawmakers haven't taken action on a bill that would allow people convicted of pot crimes to petition the courts for expungement. Barton Morris is an attorney and leading advocate for expunging pot-related offenses. He joins us live on WWJ News Radio 950. Thank you, Counselor. Good morning. What is the holdup with the lawmakers in Lansing on this bill?
Good morning. You know, there's a lot of different views as to how exactly this should happen, and I think that they're still having difficulty finding a consensus when the reality just should be that those convicted of offenses that are now lawful should have the opportunity to have them off the record immediately. There's even people that are serving probation and even jail sentences right now, despite the fact that what they were convicted of doing is now lawful.
All right. And because it is now lawful when before it wasn't, in your legal opinion, does that mean there should be no penalty?
You know, unfortunately, our recreation and taxation of marijuana law, regulation of marijuana or recreational marijuana didn't call for automatic expungement like a lot of other laws do in other states. So it's difficult to figure out exactly what should happen in individual circumstances. Some people may have a possession of marijuana for growing marijuana, like manufacturing marijuana. Others, for other circumstances where perhaps it's not appropriate. So it perhaps may need in some circumstances an individualized look, perhaps by the sentencing judge, in order to determine whether each circumstance should be taken action upon. But there's a lot of them just that should just be automatically removed. And it can be a complicated issue.
I'm guessing, Counselor, if I were a dealer, you might say, nah, maybe his shouldn't be expunged, but someone who maybe got caught with a joint or two.
Right. You know, right now our law is that anybody, any adult can give marijuana to another without money, without being a drug dealer. That before was a felony, right? So distributing or just providing marijuana from one person to another, regardless of the money. So where one situation scenario did have money transact, others didn't. So that's why these have to be individually looked at.
I'm just curious, now that with medical marijuana and recreational marijuana now legal, are people still getting arrested for pot-related crimes? I mean, individuals with small amounts.
No, it's not happening. In fact, police are really, because of the really unclear scenario where between the different laws that we have now, police have been just completely hands off. That's why you see a lot of unlicensed pot dispensaries and delivery services that are operating, because they're not getting prosecuted either, because the police really don't understand exactly how to prosecute them yet.
So right now, people who maybe were caught before having to fill out job applications have to check that box that say, yeah, I've been convicted
of a felony, yeah, or a misdemeanor.
And the hope is at some point the state legislature may consider making it no longer, clearing the record so they no longer have to do that.
They are considering it, and I am familiar with a package of expungement bills that is going to be introduced, I think, next week, which has some bipartisan and bicameral support, along with support from the Sheriff's Department, Sheriff's Association and the Prosecutor's Association. Unfortunately, it only deals with misdemeanor marijuana offenses and not felonies, so there's still more work to be done.
All right. Interesting subject. Thank you, sir. Appreciate your time.
Thank you very much.